Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Matchball 30, sponsored by Calidus, leading consultants in health and safety, project management, asset management, environmental services and training. Visit wearecalidus.com for more information.
The Matchball.
Welcome to the show. It's Dan, Michael and Mosco with you on the Matchball 30, where we're taking a game-by-game journey 30 years on through the 1991-1992 season. Luton Town, the destination today. Wow, look at it.
Such glamour.
The surroundings. But not before we've dealt with Everton. Now, last week at Elland Road, you would have seen that we went top of the league. Over 30,000 people there. We went over to Goodison through the week. 25,500 there to watch us win 4-1 in the League Cup to progress to round number 5. That feels like a long way. And the cup competitions were really our Achilles heel last season when it came to our title challenge. So it's a double-edged sword, isn't it?
We're out the ZDS, though, so that helps. And it's a good marker of form and interesting that we can rack up these 4-1 wins away from home more easily than the 1-0 wins at home. We mentioned last week that Everton had been, they'd won 3 in a row without conceding a goal before coming to Elland Road, and so it was very tough. It was the 87th minute when Rod Wallace finally got us the winner. This time, 4 goals, 2 in a minute from Wallace. Happy days, easy as. Absolute pushovers.
Him running at them seems to have caused them all sorts of nightmares, particularly that one with Neville Southall, who just sort of leaps at him like a bad salmon.
Is Neville Southall having becoming a bit of a Simon Tracy against us? He seems to always do something a bit mad. I mean, there's the game last season where he just was sat against the goalpost. We saw him coming for Strachan's high cross and missing it. Comes out for one on this and misses it. He's a bit, I don't know.
I mean, Everton are defending with an incredibly high line. They're trying to play the offside trap basically on the halfway line, what we do, and he's just left exposed quite often. I think the one where he comes dashing out to Wallace, I don't know what else he would, what other option he had, but because of where the ball ends up, Wallace just nods it past him, but Southall's already out the penalty area, so he can't catch it, he can't do anything about it, he's just flying through the air pretty uselessly.
Worth just noting in the context of what happened last week, which was Fairclough getting sent off, he wasn't suspended for the midweek game. The suspension for that doesn't kick in until the middle of December with the Spurs game. So we were effectively full strength.
Also, the suspension for that is an absolute scandal. Well, and the referees are cheap.
I was just going to say,
it's a London bias and they're all scum and I hate them.
My slight worry was that we're playing a full strength side in like these midweek games and we just don't want to burn out like we did last season. It was Lukic, Sterling, Dorigo, Batty, Fairclough, White, Strachan, Wallace, Chapman, McAllister, Speed, with Hodgson, McClelland on the bench. So exactly the same lineup again.
I might need to apologise to Rod Wallace for saying he was a sick note waste of money earlier in the season because he does now seem quite good. John Lukic, however, he was a waste of money. What's he doing with their first opening goal? Pathetic.
I mean, it was kicked really, really hard.
I know, but put it to Atavelt, the side.
Put the Atavelt smack in it.
Put it to the side. He just instead palmed it sort of straight up in the air.
Because he saves it over his own head.
He's kicked it so hard, his hands just go back.
But he's a keeper, it's his job to have more rigid hands than
which
that.
Which just says how hard Atavelt must have kicked that ball, because Lukic doesn't normally mess up like this, does he? So, yeah, I think you give it to Atavelt for a really, really hard shot.
Well, let's deal with the red card thing then, first of all. Leeds, they're not happy about this. A 3-game ban, that's ridiculous. He's going to basically run us right up to and including Christmas or thereabouts.
Well, that's one part of it. The other part of it is that the referee, Tony Ward, the London-based official, put in his report that he sent Fairclough off for violent conduct. Okay. Kicking an opponent. He didn't kick him.
Well, I mean, he did.
He didn't.
In the initial foul. But yeah,
that's not what he sent him off
That's
for.
Not what he sent him off for. It's something Ward kicked Fairclough.
Yeah, and then Fairclough slaps him.
Yeah.
Right.
So he doesn't add up.
Does not
so it's
him.
Either the foul then, or he's got it completely wrong.
But it's not the foul, because he would say he was sent off for the foul, not violent conduct, kicking an opponent. That's not a foul.
So he's balls that up then, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's completely invented it. And Wilkinson and Kerry McAllister are both saying that the video, which quite clearly shows what happened, that Fairclough did not kick him, should be used in Fairclough's defence. Wilkinson says the FA use video evidence to put players down. Quite brutal.
Take him to the vet.
Gordon Strachan's
go over Rainbow Bridge.
Probably why he's looking so fit and hearty, but John McClelland maybe needs to keep his pace up on the videos. So surely, Wilkinson continues, it would be only fair to allow players to use it in their defence if they feel they've been wrongly dealt with. And Fairclough says himself as well, he says, I fouled Ward, he kicked out, so I punched him. That's what he meant to say.
I fouled
Ward, he kicked out, so I pushed him back down again with the palm of my hand. He slapped him.
Mm.
Because I sensed there might be a confrontation, but I didn't kick him.
I like that he just preempted it. It's like, I just thought I'd end it before it began.
Yeah.
Is all he's saying. It looked like he was going to deck me, so I got in there first. Getting the first punch, Chris Fairclough.
Well, do you know the difference with this? Because there was kind of that sense that, hang on a second, there's been a bit of bad blood here, because it was quite a fractious game at Elland Road, that it might spill over into this League Cup game at Goodison. But actually, it was okay. And do you know why? It's because we had a good old-fashioned Northern ref from Whitley Bay. Ken Redfern was in charge of this one. And that is London-based nonsense.
A more sensible approach from a man of the North East.
So yeah, we're through to the quarterfinals. A really good attacking performance, I thought, at Goodison. 5,000 travelling fans as well, which is always nice when you're singing songs and having a laugh at the game. And we got through comprehensively. It was good.
Yeah, and it was strong teams from both clubs. The League Cup is definitely worth winning. Trip to Wembley, and as Sheffield Wednesday found out last year, a chance to beat Scum, which helps too. So good to keep the momentum going. And you can't really complain about another 4-1 away win against another good First Division team. Let's have more of those.
And to Kenilworth Road then, and the same lineup for the third game on the bounce, third game in a week effectively that we played the same team. Lukic, Sterling, Dorigo, Batty, Fairclough, White, Strachan, Wallace, Chapman, McAllister, Speed with McClelland and Hodge on the bench again. So it is man for man the same, isn't it, that one? Luton, Steve Sutton with his spectacular tash, Trevor Peake, Julian James, Richard Harvey, John Dreyer, Paul Telfer, Mark Pembridge, Chris Kamara, Brian Steen, Scott Oakes and Mick Harford with Jamie Campbell and David Priest on the bench, managed by David Pleat, Luton Town. And
gone crawling back there, hasn't he, after Spurs got rid of him?
He has.
Yeah, they're not the...
Drove slowly from Spurs to Luton, etc.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not the Luton you would have feared from his first spell when they were getting to League Cup finals and winning them.
Mm.
But some, even the kind of quality and danger of Mick Harford, and obviously the experience we know about with Chris Kamara, then they're good young players coming through like Mark Pembridge and Paul Telfer. Up and coming young starlet in defence. So
playing centre back in this game, Paul Telfer, or is he on the right wing?
I think he's in defence. You wouldn't put Paul Telfer on the right wing. He's a defender all day long.
A big towering man like that.
Although he's probably still young enough to adapt, maybe at this stage. Paul Telfer, they can do anything they want with him, but it's not really working for them in the league. A good team on paper, terrible team on plastic.
They're not great. They're bottom. They're going to go down. They've won twice all season. And Chris Kamara, it's his first game against us since he departed Elland Road earlier in the season. And he sets the tone opening minute by giving Chris Fairclough a boot.
No friends in football.
And Strachan does nutmeg him later in the game as well, which you do wonder.
No friends in football.
If was something he was aiming to do right from the off. It's like, I'm going to put Chris in his place here.
Turns out they were harder to break down than we first thought, though. Despite their league position, they had a good game against us. They were tough.
Well, Mick Harford's playing, isn't he? And he is about as tough as you're gonna get in a player. So, he put one just wide, and then Lukic tipped another one over. So they were causing us more problems than they probably had any right to do.
And you know, Kamara, although we got megged by Strachan, he wasn't going to make it easy in midfield just for pride and also for a laugh. I'm sure he would have loved to come off the pitch and just enjoying how many times he'd gone for a 50-50 with Batty or McAllister.
I thought midfield were good today. Batty doing well, and a speculative shot, 30 yards.
Mm. Had a couple. He had one in the second half as well. I don't know what was wrong with him. I don't know if he had some sort of personal bet with Kamara as well that he was going to score, but Chris had managed to wind him up about not scoring, that Batty was trying to prove him wrong. I'm not sure, but yeah, why not?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
And into the second half, you suspect maybe at halftime that Wilco's had a little word with them and said, up your game. And we come out of the blocks at the start of that second half because we've got three corners there in the opening minutes of the half.
Yeah, not all our way, though. I mean, their own sort of Gordon Strachan rip-off in midfield. Matt Pembridge, he got through and had a shot that he dragged. Well, he dragged it across the face of goal. It didn't even need saving in the end. But still, it felt like they were in it, which was a bit of a shame.
Just needed patience, didn't it? We started pushing them back. Speed had a shot. And Batty had his other shot. 20 minutes to go. It was about time we put the game to bed and did.
Yeah, I mean, we noticed them starting to drop deeper and deeper, didn't they? As we got a grip on that midfield. And Batty with the throw.
They were halfway to Bedford.
He gets a throw. It's in the attacking left-hand corner, Batty. And it's flicked on at the near post by Lee Chapman. Not the sort of thing you see Leeds doing normally, is it? Etc. And then there's another... It's a coming together in the area, isn't it, where everyone's trying to jump for the flick on.
I mean, Chris White flicks the ball on. Gary Speed flicks Chris White's head on a second after it. But as it goes backwards, Wallace again just emerging to twat it into the top corner.
And again, are both his feet off the ground with this one as well? It looks like they are. He kind of sort of skipping in through the air as he half volleys it in.
Another really great snapshot finish, isn't it? He just appears from nowhere and just rockets the ball into the top corner.
And again, there are people on the line kind of and in the box just looking, thinking, oh, we've got a fair chance of blocking this, but no, it just...
You've not.
Absolutely screams in.
You're not. It's going in. Five goals, five consecutive games now. He's on form, this can't score waste of money that you described earlier in the season, Michael Normanton.
Look, now he's got his legs put back together. Okay, he's doing all right. I'm willing to give him some credit.
You're giving him a pass now, are you? Mm. Just a pass.
I was pining for Shutty earlier in the season, but yeah, okay, he does seem an upgrade.
And you mentioned that about it coming from a set piece before, that we, you know, how many times we've seen the Chapman flick on from a long throw or a corner, but this was the sort of game where having that to rely on, that, you know, it's been a bit tough. Kamara's being a bit of a knob. Harford's got his pointy elbows out. Luton are quite difficult to break down. Horrible little stadium, horrible little place. To be able to rely on, all right, Bats, sort this throw out, get it on Chappie's head, because we know what we're doing here. Got it very much into our realm. And once the first goal was scored, let's have another one.
Yeah, within 2 minutes, game done, dusted. Across from Sterland, deep on the right. We know he can hit them.
I mean, even before that, talking about another side to Wallace's game, battling to win the ball up just on the edge of their penalty area. He sees it's some misplaced passes, Luton are panicking, and Wallace is in there to tackle and give it to Sterland.
And Gary Speed, so that first touch that he kind of has, he sort of drifted between the centre-backs, but his first touch takes him a little bit away from goal, and being so heavily left-footed, you don't expect him to put it in like he does. Bloody hell, he puts it in.
He can do everything, Gary Speed. He just doesn't. He doesn't want to show off and use his right foot all the time, but he can do.
Yeah, he kicks this really hard.
He can kick it really hard straight into the net. That's good.
The way that he gets his body over it, his body shape is absolutely brilliant, isn't it?
And yeah, he's running off the left side, across the penalty area. And yeah, the control, his first touches with his right foot as well. Spin, twat, goal.
Top of the league. And we're running rampant at this point. We could have had a third with 10 minutes to go. Chappie disallowed for offside.
That's what happens when you're pacey. When you got, the linesman can't always...
Can't keep up with the movement. Yeah,
it's just a blur.
I think he was on. But yeah, we are top. And as we were saying, it was one in midfield this eventually. When midfield got a grip of this as the game wore on, pushed them back. And 2-0 victory, top of the league. Batty man of the match.
Yeah, we were saying Chris Kamara might have wanted bragging rights at the end of this game, but it's Batty who got the champagne that he clearly would have regarded as an outrageous extravagance.
Wilco, manager of the month. Again,
more champagne.
More champagne. A Jeroboam of champagne, which sounds like more than one bottle. I presume that's at least, what, three is Jeroboam? Because a Magnum's two.
This is one massive bottle, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's a really big bottle.
They're worked out by capacity. I mean, I could get our, you know, we've got the encyclopedia over there on the library shelf.
Yes.
If you don't mind, I could go over and just check it and flick through it. And
it's four times larger. I've just while you were talking about it, I went and got it done.
Didn't even spot you move. Well done. That was amazing.
It's four times larger than an ordinary bottle.
So a quadruple
four
bottle of
bottles of champagne. And the thing is, it's really difficult to keep your champagne fresh once you've opened it. So if you've got four bottles in one, once you've opened it, you've got no choice but to finish it, have you? Yeah. So it's just encouraging drunkenness.
Mm.
And Wilco, I think he prefers red wine, from what I can gather. I think
not that fizzy nonsense.
He likes to invite Dave Bassett round, doesn't he? And they'll open a glass of red together and listen to Barbara Streisand and talk about banging it long to a big man.
Well,
I don't know what he's going to do with four bottles of champagne.
He can fill his wine cellar at Moscow because he's also been given a check for £250 along with this quadruple bottle of champagne.
It's Christmas sorted out, isn't it?
Well, it is because he's getting it given ahead of the televised game versus Scum. So basically everyone's drunk everything right up to and including Christmas. Then he can restock his booze instead of having to go to the supermarket on Sunday opening, were you saying?
Well, yeah, I'm not sure if you can buy booze on a Sunday. That might be a step too far at this stage.
But anyway, he's going to have four bottles of champagne in one handy vessel and a check to take home with him.
He needs one of those massive glasses, doesn't he, that holds like an entire bottle. Then turn that Jeroboam into four glasses worth.
And speaking of that bloody Scum game, did you notice that the kickoff time's been nudged again? We were moved at, what was it, 4 o'clock they had us playing at on the 29th? Because Dumbo was on telly, followed by Carry On Spying, I believe it was.
Yes.
The TV schedules. Looking forward to watching both of those. Might not catch the full Carry On Spying, because I'll be on my way to Elland Road, so I might have to set the video recorder for that. Watch that on tape when I get back. And then just leave it running straight through and watch us beat Man United, presumably. But yeah, they've moved it by 5 minutes to 5-4, because obviously they don't want to run those adverts, or Dumbo's finishing a bit sooner or whatever, you know.
They need to get it finished in time for You've Been Framed. And that sort of thing, don't they? I mean, I do worry that people will miss the first 5 minutes if they don't miss the entire first half. Because you're used to games kicking off at 3. And it's like with the Sunday scheduling now, when the game is kicking off at 2:55, I do worry about people turning up expecting it to kick off at 3. And this, when you've announced it at 4, you know, we could be 4-0 up by the time people get into the ground.
I expect we will be. Just to deal with the events of this weekend then, back to the start of December as we are now. The results from elsewhere in Division 1. Villa have beaten Man City 3-1, which has a bearing on the top of the table, actually, because Man City were closest to us, weren't they, in the league in third place behind Man United. Everton have bounced back from us, beating them twice by beating West Ham 4-0. We obviously won at Luton, with Man United thumping Coventry 4-0 on the same day, so that victory very, very important. Norwich 3-3 against Palace. We've got QPR 1, Sheffield United 0, Sheffield Wednesday 3, Chelsea 0. Southampton 1-1 with Liverpool. Spurs beating Notts County 2-1. Same score, Wimbledon versus Oldham. And then the Sunday game, Forest 3-2 versus Arsenal, leaves us still top of the league with 19 games played. So we're coming round to the halfway mark of the season now. We've only lost one game. We've won 12. We've drawn 6. We've accrued 42 points at the top.
That's good. That's more points than any other team's got.
It's kind of annoying that Man United keep winning.
It is, but we keep winning. As long as we keep doing that, we'll be fine, because they're a point behind us, but they still have that game in hand, which is the slightly annoying thing when you look at it. You can never quite settle into top spot, can you, when they've got that game in hand? But as they always say, it's better to have the points on the board than needing to get them afterwards. So what are you doing on December the 14th? You going shopping in town, maybe do a little bit of Christmas shopping? Or are you going to go to Elland Road and watch us play Spurs?
Probably that.
Yep.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Maybe you could go check out the new shop in the Burton Arcade that's just opened. Buy yourself a replica shirt, maybe even a tracksuit, something like that.
Some drinking mugs. That's the sort of thing I'm like, oh, I'm in the market for at Christmas.
Well, let's hope Santa brings you something nice, because we're getting ever so close now, and we will reconvene. Elland Road, Spurs, the visitors, middle of December. We'll see you then.
The Match Ball.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.